GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Our continuing coverage on the George Hill Rick Tyler Show of the legalized sports gambling bill presented last legislative session in limbo with the governor, but a veto handed down last Friday. Carol Conley of the Christian Civic League of Maine in our studio. We're guessing you might agree with the governor's veto of the sports gambling bill?
Yes, we do. It's not very often that I get to say that, but no, when this bill was passed under the cloak of darkness back on June 18th, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, we went in, among others, and asked the governor if this was really aligned with her values and her concerns. So thankfully, she held it. And then this week, we've been talking to her and her staff and along with other people that have these concerns. And you kind of get two folks, Rick, two groups of folks as far as on our side. You get folks that are, like the Christian Civic League historically, just don't want to see any expansion of gambling, are really concerned about our government being involved in the potential harms. And then you got folks that may not have that conviction, but they're just really concerned about some of the legislative weaknesses of this particular bill.
New Hampshire passed it. Signs up with DraftKings, 16,400 people registered their accounts. Last night we had the National Football Championship. Let's see, LSU came in as a 5.5-point favorite. The over and under was 69. How do I know those numbers?
Probably on your phone, I'm guessing.
That is exactly right. And I would guarantee you, I'm going to guarantee you, a huge amount of money was bet last night. Maine will not get one single penny out of it. And when we're not going to be able to do, even if they pass it, you wouldn't do the Super Bowl this year. The estimate is that $5 billion is going to be bet overall in the Super Bowl. So if all of this money is out there, and we keep hearing Maine is losing money because we didn't get marijuana out on the streets fast enough, what's wrong with gambling?
Well, again, I refer to Governor Mills when she, in her veto letter, said that there's been talk about the revenue stream. It has not come close to the estimates in the states where it's occurring. So one thing, again, this is not my approach, but for those folks that say, okay, we can tolerate it, it's going to happen anyway, then the state needs to cut into it. There's still a threshold that says it's enough for us to consider, because there is no question there are going to be casualties. Now, what is the acceptable rate of casualties for the harm that gambling does? And so you have to weigh the revenue stream as one of the pauses for that. And that's one of her main points, was when you look at these states that they were told they're going to get all these revenues, it's really quite minimal. And her counsel to the legislature, let's wait. Well, what's the hurry? Let's look at these other states so we can see what type of revenue and some of the other issues that she talked about. She felt just, what is the expediency? This was done very hastily, and that was one of her points, that their revenue streams that have promised have fallen way short in the other states where it's currently going on.
When we talk about what's the harm, I reach back into the news archives to September of 2018 and the story out of Old Town, where former police sergeant Michael Hashey eventually pleaded guilty to several charges, taking $40,000 over a 5-year period from police funds to pay back the money, or for money that he spent on gambling. His words, his confession. And there are cases in our state where people are blowing a lot of money, not necessarily their own, on gambling. But are these individual cases enough to see us set aside the entire opportunity for the economic revenue in legalizing sports gambling, Carol?
And that's what we have to decide. Like I said, it doesn't surprise anybody that Christian Civic League has come out against expansion of gambling. That's our position. Not because it's naughty, because it's destructive. And it's interesting because the league, lines up with the conservative Republicans on a lot of issues. But this is one of the issues where, and I hate to use liberal, conservative, and so on, but a lot of liberals that disagree with me strongly on like the life issue and religious liberty issues see this as a regressive tax against the poor and things like that. And so we do agree with that. And it really is not disputable whether there is harm or not. That is not disputable. The dispute is, at what level does a society decide that there is more benefit that outweighs that potential harm? So what is going to be the acceptable rate of attrition for adding another brick into the wall of state-sponsored gambling?
That was a nice Pink Floyd reference, by the way.
Yeah. All in all.
Yeah. Well, that's the iron. The state's in the gambling business and encouraging it. When I testified in Augusta before, I think it was probably legal in bets during the course of the legalization.
It's usually VLA, yep.
Yeah. The question came up, are you helping problem gaming, gamblers? And yeah, we are. We had a phone line. Finally, they had to disconnect it. The reason was nobody called.
Imagine that.
Nobody called. They took the money that was originally provided, $100,000, and they spent it somewhere else. The reality is that very few cases, Rick pointed out one, you can always pick out one, cherry pick anything you want, but very little problem has come from the casino gaming in Maine. And most of the people that testified in our committee could not come up with specifics.
I can. Absolutely. This is not disputable. It's the numbers that we dispute.
Yes.
When the casino came here in Bangor, Maine, I was the music director of what was then Bangor Baptist Church. I can tell you three families whose lives were destroyed as a result that would not be if that casino were not here. So that is, I wasn't the director of the Christian Civic League then and, you know, wasn't running mm-hmm. down. I can tell you three lives. So it's really not a question of if it's happening, it's how much it's happening. And therefore, as a society, are we going to do that? And I think that's one of the strongest points that Governor Mills makes in her letter. She talks about the fact that, and she actually, and her administration encouraged the supporters of this bill to recall it and send it back to committee because they were already losing the Super Bowl, as you mentioned, George. That wasn't going to happen. They weren't going to benefit from that. Take it back and deal with these issues. And one of the issues that I know that she had was that they refused to put a statutory regulation that saying that the advertising would not occur during these big events, that she and other opponents of this felt that it left young gamblers and minors in a vulnerable position because the advertising would occur while you're watching, you know, the Super Bowl or while you're watching some of the game and some of the prop bets that would occur during that and cause kind of a more spontaneous, vulnerable activity. And they refused to do that. They had the opportunity to do this. And so really, they're the ones that put them in themselves in the situation where they went for it all. They didn't consider some of these regulations, putting him in on a statutory, and now they're facing a veto and having to, propose a veto override to a governor whose party is controlling both houses, both chambers right now.
What do you see the likelihood of them being able to, well, first, override the veto?
I'm very, very optimistic that the veto will stand.
Okay. And what's the likelihood of the bill coming back, revised, and then finding favor as the governor outlined she wanted in her letter?
Well, that ship has sailed. I don't think that can happen.
There is a minority
report that they want to bring forward report. And they want to see.
The actual sponsor of the bill, Louis Lucchini, does not want that to happen. He disdains the idea of the minority report because it tethers it to casinos and the hypocrisy of that. And he believes it actually causes more vulnerabilities to young. So I really think that's unlikely. I think we're going to see an up or down vote.
Yeah, it's unlikely that they can override. I think everybody agrees with that. So we'll continue on with people betting in Maine, and they do.
They do.
I do. I mean, when I do a sports report, I'll say, well, they're 5.5-point favorites. Why do I do that? I do it. People want to know the odds. I know. I pick my phone up right now. I make a bet. But where am I betting? I'm betting offshore, going out of the country. You can bet. That's the reason I don't gamble, so I'm not arguing again. I don't gamble. I don't place a bet. But I heard the same arguments when the casinos open. I'm hearing the same arguments over and over again that this is my morality against your morality. This is what I believe, but you shouldn't have the right to do that. I'm glad you weren't here between 6 and 6:30, by the way.
Well, the listener wants us to ask you the question of the day.
I'm glad you weren't here. So, and I'm not picking on you. You and I are good buddies.
Oh, absolutely.
We're good friends and great sports fans. Sports fans traditionally like to bet. I'm going to guess even a couple of church groups have got some Super Bowl things going.
Absolutely. Halftime show.
Well, can't you enjoy a sporting event without placing a bet?
My whole life I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they can. So don't buy one of those tickets down at your office.
I think one of the most
We don't sell those tickets at our office, George.
You don't have a pool at your office for the Super Bowl?
Nope.
You've got the only company in town that doesn't have one.
Carol, react to this text message if you would.
Sure.
Just because you got a couple of kids you know we're going to act up on a school field trip, doesn't mean you cancel the whole field trip.
And again, but you take regulations to make sure you protect those kids from the harm that they would do in acting up. So again, historically, there's no question that we feel it's better not to expand it because of the potential destruction. But in this bill, there's another level to it. Those kids that you said are going to act up could also harm other children. So why avoid what I consider a governor who's saying, if we're going to do this, she didn't say we're never going to do this, then we at least need to consider some important safeties and regulations, and this bill does not do that.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.